7FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. It's been a long break, but yes, I'm back, and a very big thank you to Kenneth Awoche Darko for sitting in for me when I was away. We are in the month of October. Happy new month to you. And one of the things that we do in the month of October is to have the cyber security awareness. And I know for ladies also is the breast cancer awareness month. But for us on Geek Squad tonight, we are going to be looking at the theme for the National Cyber Security Awareness Month. What is being looked at this particular year? We are in an age where a lot of things happen online. You get to see different information from blogs, sometimes from different news sites. And there are times you just wonder, is this really true? You could even see a particular topic, and because of the topic, you already make up your mind. You may not even read what is there. We want to look at all this and see how best we can combat misinformation and disinformation in our world today, or even in our country, Ghana. I have with me my guests, and we'll be getting into the conversation. But before we do that, we would like to share with you what has been happening in the tech space in the past week. So why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends? We'll be back after that.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Poma-Iji. In our headlines, Google Maps will flag businesses with potentially fake reviews. Also, Threads now lets you tag your location. Gemini is making Gmail's smart replies smarter, and Meta reveals its Orion R smart glasses. Let's settle for the details now. Google Maps is cracking down on businesses with fake reviews, flagging such activity for users. Violators of its fake engagement policy may face temporary review removal, blocked new reviews, and warning messages on their profiles. Meta is introducing location tagging on Threads posts. A pin icon in the Post Composer allows users to add approximate locations such as a city, neighborhood, or restaurant. Tapping a location on a post will show other posts from the same place. Google is rolling out Gemini-powered updates to Gmail for Android and iOS, enhancing smart replies with more context-aware suggestions. Announced in May, these new replies will offer more detailed, tailored responses by considering the entire email thread. Users can preview, edit, or send the suggested replies, which aim to save time and provide a broader range of options, including greetings and sign-offs, beyond simple replies like, yes, I'm working on it, or no worries, thanks. And finally, at Meta Connect, alongside the Quest 3S and AI updates, Meta finally unveiled its fully holographic augmented reality glasses, codenamed Orion. After years of teasing, the company gave a proper look at these high-tech yet still chunky glasses that aren't ready for the market yet. And that's it for this week's episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Poma-Iji. Join you same time next week.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. Tonight, we are having a conversation on how we can combat misinformation and disinformation in a digitally resilient democracy. I have with me my guests, and we'll be getting into the conversation. But for you listening to us, if at any point in time you like to engage with us, you can send us your WhatsApp message on the number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. We are live on YouTube and on Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. So if you like to see what's happening in the studio, why not just go ahead and connect to any of our social media handles, as I've indicated, YouTube or Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. I'm going to have the conversation with two gentlemen, one in the person of Eric Kweku Mensah. He is the lead for financial crimes and anti-money laundering at eCrime Bureau. Eric, you're welcome once again.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. In fact, a good evening to your viewers and listeners also, right?
Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I also have with me Emmanuel Dagasum. He is a cybersecurity expert, a data protection officer, and also a member of the Institute of IT Professionals Ghana. You are welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, thank you for having me once again.
Great, great, great. I hope you're also doing well.
Very great.
All right. Okay, so as we are in the space of elections is almost coming and we are in a digital world right now. There are a lot of things that we are being bombarded with. I mean, you are on your phone, you're checking something, and so many things happening. A lot of information. But with the Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which is the month of October, yes, the theme is how we can combat, the theme is combating the misinformation or disinformation in a digitally resilient democracy and a collective responsibility. That's for all of us. But then with this, it's a mouthful, actually. So somebody probably will be wondering, what is even the difference between misinformation and disinformation? So I'm going to start first with you, Eric. The difference between misinformation and then disinformation. We just want to first tackle the different words in our topic and then we can get into the details of that.
Thank you, Perpetua. So basically, to contextualize it, right, misinformation, right, is any information that is shared which is false, right, but without the intention of deceiving someone. So primarily, someone shares some news with you on WhatsApp, for example, you don't authenticate whether the information is right or wrong, and you pass it on, right? Mm. That, in its sense, because perhaps the information that was shared with you was not true, right? You don't know, and you forward it. That is misinformation.
Mm.
But disinformation is more of, you know that what you are sharing is false, right? You actually come up with something that is really
fabricated story,
which you know and you share. You are disinforming the public.
You are disinforming.
So that is disinformation. So okay, misinformation, disinformation.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So misinformation somehow also links to misleading people. Like you said, you may not even know whether that information is true or not, exactly, but you just go ahead and you share. Do you have anything to add that, Emmanuel Gadasu?
Yes, as yeah, my colleague had a friend and a colleague had said, yes, that's actually it. But there's the third aspect also, which is malinformation.
Malinformation, yeah, okay.
Yes. So malinformation is also about the information is true, all right,
mm-hmm,
but the context within which it is used,
mm-hmm,
is deliberately or intentionally made to cause harm, panic, to the listeners or people who come into contact with that information.
Okay, so something may have happened.
Yes.
But how it is reported?
How it is reported. Mm. So in the first two instances, both misinformation and disinformation, mm-hmm, the information are not true,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but the approach, mm-hmm, and the intention of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
But with more information, the information is actually true, but within a particular context. So it could be a very previous message recording something that happened some time ago.
The way people can just cut part of.
Exactly. So you wouldn't have the full picture of the information. So you rely on the tidbit you've received, but the intention of the originator is actually to cause harm to those who come into contact with this information. Yes.
That is what we are looking at. How we can combat now misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation.
Yes.
Great. But then we said in a digitally resilient democracy. When I posted a flyer, a friend of mine, Fred Ofori, he just asked me, can we say as Ghana we are in a status of being digitally resilience, democracy, as indicated. Can we say that?
I think to some extent we are.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, now, the little thing that happens, look at the way people carry it.
Mm.
Everybody is pushing for it. People are tweeting it. They are putting it on their status. Yeah. They are forwarding it, putting it on LinkedIn, Facebook, WhatsApp messages, sharing it groups. So everybody is able to contribute to that.
Yeah.
So I think it is offering all of us the platform to say something. Kabi mami kabi.
Yeah. And just to even add up to what Ima said, right? Mm-hmm. Aside that, when you look at the internet penetration rate, right? It's far up there, above 60%, right? And then recently the ITU report that came up, the Cybersecurity Authority, in essence, Ghana, right, is now ranked in the tier one. So it means that we are doing something right. So digitally resilient, yes, some way, somehow, I would say, yes, we are.
We are.
Kind of, yeah.
So now, getting back to our topic, social media. Almost everyone, I mean, I remember there was this conversation where someone said, even the bus conductor, the mate, he has a smartphone. Like, it's everywhere now. Can we say, I mean, when it comes to the social media, how has it even contributed to the spread of some of the information that we are talking about? Like, you spoke about malinformation, especially during elections time, how things can be blown out of place. How has social media contributed to this? I'll start first with you, Emmanuel.
Okay. The real-time nature of social media makes it worse.
The fact that once you click
click, within the minute, people are notified. So across the world, it is limitless. Yeah. It's not geographically bound. So long as the individual is not limited and has access to internet, know that as many people that are online at that time on that particular platform, they are all going to receive that. And we are talking about people in the thousands and millions outside the confines of Ghana. So you are not only limited to Ghanaians, your close friends.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. And it is instantly distributed. And people, so within a few minutes, seconds, you have thousands of people.
Yeah.
So the worst thing is that the bad information, the misinformation and disinformation, they are the ones that spread faster.
We become viral.
I think in the quest to be the first person to broker that news, that's what even makes it worse.
Exactly. I think that's a very good point that you have put in there.
Everybody wants to be the one who broke
the source
news.
Of this.
Exactly. So that makes it even worse. So politically, you know, Ghana, we are at a time when we are going to decide on, so everybody wants to spread to appease their followers.
Yeah.
So it makes it worse. And especially when you have influencers and people who can go viral backing this in, because they have thousands of followers.
Millions, actually. Yes. Some of them do have millions of followers.
Exactly. And retweeting, re-forwarding, and resharing makes it worse.
Good. Yes. So just to also add up to what Ima said, right? You see, when, for example, my Joy Online, right? Before the news goes out, it goes through several layers. Editor does it, the chief editor and all those things. It goes through the layers before it's put out there your website.
Yeah.
But for social media, I can sit in my corner and create an account and that's all.
I am pushing.
So it makes it so worse, right? Another bit is about the anonymity.
Yes.
Right? So
especially in our world here, in the developed countries, some of these people can be traced easily.
Exactly.
But here,
you have to go through a lot of channels before you can be able to identify who is behind that account.
May I suggest something? I think very soon we have to be using our Ghana card in addition to our online.
I want to create Facebook, you add Ghana card.
So it's traceable, because I think what my brother is saying, the anonymity is causing a lot of harm to people. Yes. Yeah.
It's something else.
Yeah.
The person can sit in their corner somewhere, in their home somewhere.
And
they
also
have access to data.
What it also means is that everybody now is a news editor,
exactly,
a news reporter by themselves.
Yes.
So long as they get the followers, it means they originate the news by themselves. So those checks which are for former institutions like Mindjoy, the multimedia, where it goes through different checks, are not there.
People are in their homes and they are doing media work in a way.
Complete. And I think maybe some of them, they even have bigger studios than what we have.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yes.
So in talking about...
And also the availability of the tools. All the person needs is a phone.
That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah. The maid has a smartphone.
Yes.
They can just go online. They see something. Yes. Either a comment or putting out the post there, forwarding it. And it's interesting, especially sometimes even on WhatsApp. You see, if you don't share this with how many people and this will happen, and you see people just forwarding it. And you're asking yourself, did the person even check to see whether this is true in the first place? So really, that's how, in a way, social media has contributed to it. The fact that it's real time, you just push it and it's out there. So what are some of the things that people share? Some of the things that keep circulating, and even like recently, what are some of the things? I gave an example earlier. It could just be a simple message. Sometimes they'll tell you, go on this particular link and you can get access to some kind of funds, or and people really go there and do it.
You know, for example, you are in Ghana and they say, what? Click on this thing and you get 5,000 naira. Ghana, we don't spend naira in Ghana. So if you find this information and you are sharing to Ghanaians, you just don't get the import of it. So clearly the person did not check, because Ghana will not be distributing naira.
That's the whole point. This is what I mean. Saying the person may not even click it themselves.
No.
They just see it, once read it, and they start forwarding.
So such people are missing for me.
Citizens, right? So once you see a good offer, you want to forward to your brother. But back to the question you asked, Perpetual. Contextualizing it within the Ghanaian perspective, right now we are heading towards elections.
Yeah.
One of the key elements, right, will be political issues in terms of the misinformation and disinformation that will come up. It's going to be skewed towards politics.
Yeah.
And I believe perhaps that's the reason why the Cybersecurity Authority and then the Communications Ministry actually chose that very theme or topic for this year.
Exactly.
Followed by the health issues. We recall during COVID-19, there were a lot of, you know, information going around about how to even heal yourself when you have COVID-19. Yes. Some of them were disinformation, or sometimes even misinformation. Right, so that is how it's actually moves. Right, so I just mentioned to maybe I'm sure Imam might also even have some of them in mind to even add up.
So the political informations, they are going to be coming in the form of videos, tests, doctored voices, sound bites from people, graphics and images. So you say something and they will just juxtapose it with somebody's image as if you were the one who said it. But these are all untrue.
Yeah.
And with the advent of advanced AI, where people's voice, we just need a statement or a full sentence from one person. The voice is mimicked and can be produced. You know, I never believed the story of, you know, doctored tapes and other things until I was able to use AI to mimic some key personalities in Ghana, and I played it to some few people. They couldn't make the difference. That is when I realized how dangerous these things can be. So that's people with access to these tools would definitely and can misinform, disinform, and malinform other people.
Thank you.
So that the availability of the tools, the complexity of them, the advanced nature of these things. Now we just need one picture of Perpetual, and we can reproduce several ones.
Yes, that's the whole point.
With deep fake tools, I tell you, could create a video of you saying something that you never said.
That's very true. I think one particular student, that's the project they are working on, and I hope it will not just be an academic exercise, but then when they are done, it's something that can really be used, how we can determine some of these things. So now, with everything that we have discussed, the question would be, how can someone, a Ghanaian, verify the authenticity of news or any information that they come across? Because I think that is why they came out with the theme, combating the misinformation and disinformation. So for a Ghanaian, how can they verify the kind of information that they have seen online? I'll start with you, Eric.
Exactly. So, you know, in this age, particularly within close groups like WhatsApp groups, you know, they are closed, and there are open groups also. That is the one that we put, let's say Facebook, put on a timeline, everybody watches and all that. Now, once, as a listener listening now, you see any news, particularly a news that is sensational in nature, please check from reputable sites. And when I say reputable sites, I mean we are in Ghana here. Mm-hmm. We are in the offices of my Joy, right? Joy FM.
Joy FM, yeah.
One of your platforms, your online platforms, is one of the genuine platforms that we have in this country. There are bigger ones also out there. I don't want to mention your competitors,
I get
right?
You, yeah.
But as listeners listening now, once you see a news that is sensational and is too good to be true or looks so horrifying, please don't share. Go through Google, go and type the topic or something.
Yeah.
See how many reputable sites have reported on the news.
Yeah.
If you don't see any, wait, don't share.
Hmm.
Right. Two, you can also do reverse image searches. So, because we are in the political era, you might be seeing images of things happening elsewhere. Perhaps even violent, you know, images mm-hmm. circulating.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I saw in 2020 elections was that there were some images that existed long time ago, but they resurfaced in the media space. And the caption around them was more like, it is happening now. Just to make people feel like, no, the other party is doing something bad, right?
But so
that will lead to the more information.
Yeah.
It was true then, but the context within which they apply it now is wrong. And the intention is to cause harm, fear, and panic to people.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you can pick the image, go to Google, the normal Google search that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You can search an image.
Yes, now you can
right.
do that.
So you do the reverse image search. It will show you wherever that image has been used before.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be surprised that once you search that image, you see that this image has been in existence maybe since 2010. Then it tells you that this is not
it's not something current.
So these are just a few things you should do. But certainly, like I mentioned, always watch out for the major websites. When you see the image circulating, particularly if it is forwarded several times, it should be a red flag for you. Right. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So for someone that maybe within a very short time they saw the thing, Emmanuel, I'll come to you on that. How can they quickly check and verify it?
Okay. Mm. So let me share my experience in a practical
Okay.
Then you can understand. Okay. Some years back, I was reading one of the newspapers. Mm-hmm. Then I saw tribute to Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings.
Mm.
As at that time, Papa J has not passed on.
Not mm-hmm.
So I said, wow, since when did he die? In my limited understanding of the word tribute, we normally see the word tribute when people die.
Yeah.
So I thought Papa J was gone by
So that one, it was just the caption that you
yes,
saw
the
that.
Caption, yes,
so you
yes,
see
yes,
how that one too yes, can be misleading.
Yes, well, it's a tribute. So I quickly, the first place I went to search was My Joy Online.
Mm.
If Joy has not reported it, no, for it to be printed, then it is not true.
Yeah.
So when I quickly checked and it was not, I went ahead to read. Not knowing, you can actually also use the word tribute to praise people who are living. So that was my limited understanding of the word tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, fast forward. When the death actually occurred,
mm-hmm.
I was in a training at that time. It just came as news flash on WhatsApp and other things. The first source I also went to check was My Joy Online.
Mm.
Why? Because there's the tendency that no, a news house or a media outlet will be the first to carry out such messages. So yes, if it comes, these things comes and it's too good to be true, too shocking, you know, carry some weight, fat check them.
We definitely have to do that. I think it's about just a few weeks ago, I was on Instagram and I saw a particular media house. It looked like their handle and they had, the story was about a particular political leader. So when I saw it, I mean, the story was just not making sense after I went ahead to read it. But I checked the site, it just didn't look too good. So at that point, what I had to do was, like you're saying, I had to check other media houses. So I mean, where I saw this, the mimicked site was a different media house. So I came on the Joy FM's handle, social media handle, to check if there was anything there before later I even checked My Joy Online, and I realized that no, and what they were talking about had to do with some tech things. So I asked another friend of mine also, and then he said, nah, he's not seen anything like that. So like you're saying, I think we need to take that responsibility.
Yes.
That's why it's our collective responsibility to combat the misinformation and disinformation. Because if we don't do that and you see it and you decide to just go ahead and share the information, yeah, or you also decide to start talking about it, that I've seen this somewhere, and that you can't verify that, it's good that we verify whatever it is that
And you know, the unfortunate thing that anybody can fall within this trap.
Mm.
There was one particular point in time, a particular course I was taking, one of the investors, one of the professors shared information. And you can imagine if your professor
mm-hmm.
has shared information. Now, do you know more than the professor? So straight away, people started forwarding. I check. I said, no. Per my cyber security, I knew that no, this link is a spam. It's a phishing link. Quickly, I told you that no. Said this one is wrong. I said, wow. Because the number of people he has forwarded these things
to. And they
will take it. They'll believe it.
Exactly. This is coming from your professor, the person teaching you in school.
Oh, my.
And he is telling you, so we cannot fall within this trap.
Yeah.
So I always advise people, if you have not checked yourself, mm-hmm. never. Because people are going to rely on you.
That's true.
And if it is wrong and it's misleading, can harm people, imagine the number of people you are going to harm. Then also, I think we should be learning some clue from this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Fine. I'm sure there are other brands,
mm-hmm.
media that we could mention in addition mm-hmm. to MyJoy or the multimedia platform. However, for other reasons, we wouldn't. Yeah. Well, you as an individual, mm-hmm. can people come to your handle
mm-hmm.
to check for information mm-hmm. and know it is right? Mm-hmm. So you are putting your credibility there.
Yeah.
So if you are fond of forwarding information at a time where nobody will mind you again.
Yeah.
But if people can check, okay, if it has not been reported here or this person has not commented, mm-hmm. then I think it may not be true.
Mm.
So I think we should all use these platforms. Yeah. So I'm very careful of things that I share on my platform.
Exactly. Yes.
Not anything at all.
I think this is so good. This is so good. And like you said, you as an individual, because we don't have to put you in that bracket. That's what this person did. When he says something, don't take it serious. No, it shouldn't be like that. At least we're listening to us on Geek Squad. You should know that you have to check any information that you receive. If it's forwarded to you, if you come across it, maybe you're scrolling on any of your social media pages, Facebook or Instagram or maybe X, and you see something there, the fact that it's looking some way and very juicy, don't go ahead and just forward it. And I like what you said, Emmanuel, earlier, that the caption that you saw for Papa J, and because of that, you already felt, no, there's something happening. And this is to our listeners. When you see captions,
mm-hmm.
sometimes take your time and read. What is there too. Because the caption, they are just putting it there for people to go ahead and
I know click the whatever media people is have there. A way of drawing attention to issues.
Clickbait, exactly. So just check before. Don't go ahead and say, hey, I saw this today. They said this person, like you, for instance, if you had gone and said, oh, Papa J has passed on or something, wasn't it at all. It wasn't,
just to add this, right? So our listeners know, in fact, last month, thereabouts, around August, not September, last 2 months, there was one guy, Jeffrey, that was sent to prison. He was convicted for 30 days. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that guy is a blogger, and he blogged I think in 2022. And it was false. So he was spreading disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has now become what? An ex-convict, because, of course, he has been. So, listeners listening, this is a caution to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the laws, it is actually in the law, the Electronic Communications Act.
Mm-hmm.
Right, sharing false information. So we ought to be very careful. Once you don't verify the thing yourself, like we are all saying here, don't share. Verify. If it is free credit that they say some organization is actually sharing, verify and see whether that credit was before you put into your groups.
Yeah. Because if you go ahead and do it and you are caught,
mm-hmm.
you'll be found wanting.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that we've been seeing around some of the discussions that are happening, we know that we are in a political year now. There are a lot of campaigns happening, Stop Against, Galamsey, and with all that,
the question now would be, with all the discussions that we have had, it's on us, our responsibility. But with the social media platforms, okay, what are some of the steps that needs to be taken in order to limit the spread of misinformation and malinformation or disinformation? I'll start with you, Emmanuel.
Okay. You know, as far back as 2018, WhatsApp introduced fact-checking mechanisms. And they have liaised with over 25 organizations to actually fact-check information before it goes out there. So that's why you are limited on, you know, the way even you forward information. You know, that's now true. You can't do it at more than one. Depending on this, you can't do it to multiple, at a time. Yeah. So these are all mechanisms to slow down how people can spread out this information. And I believe platforms like the giant social media platforms are also what, including some of these techniques. So we always have to also go to this platform to check some of this information. And now there are quite a number of these platforms that are around us.
Yeah.
In Ghana, we have the Fact Check Ghana. So anything there, whether it's statements, especially in this political year, which we have to be very, very cautious about, because people can misinform, disinform, malinform with great passion. There are times, especially when they do their videos and their voice, the way they put emphasis on as if they were there.
It's very serious. Eh? Sometimes you can see a particular video and how the person is describing the situation, you ask yourself, so were they there? At the time, I remember there was this, I can't really remember, it was a celebrity, I think, outside the country. And she had an interview like this, and they were asking her, so what does she do when she gets to see some of these things about her? She said some of the messages, when she reads it, she gets shocked. She asks herself, hey, am I the one that this thing happened to? Like, the way people have fabricated their stories and put,
you know, I don't want to remind the sorrows of people, but, you know, when this guy, this our musician who,
Castro's
issue came. I was listening to radio, a particular radio station at that time. There was a particular reporter who reported it. Right now, they have brought Castro home and they are in the family house. I heard it live online. And up to now, not everything, nothing was true. So you can imagine if a reporter could even go to that extent. So videos that nobody is there, this person takes some videos and put emphasis on. So we should be very, very critical of political statement in this era. Don't follow it. If you want election results, it is only the EC that is mandated.
You are right. Thank you.
Even Joy, the election house and all that you do, you can only project, but you can't be emphatic. They are provisional. So if somebody comes and say they are emphatic, telling us results, we can never believe that until the EC, the returning officer, has spoken. Nobody has won. So and I'm sure we should all be very, very cautious about this. So nobody should mislead you into, you know, issues, political issues, especially. Opponents are there to cause distraction. And that will also be a caution to those out there. You see, you use your platform. You are supporting a particular political party. Of course. Why? There should be that respect. There's a reason why you are following Mr. A. There's a reason why I'm following Mr. B. That should be it. But to forcefully, intentionally want to misinform, disinform people and malinform people in this political era.
We have to be
Ghana is the only place we all have.
Yeah.
So whatever we do, there's going to emerge one winner. And that is what the majority of Ghanaians are saying. Not what me as an individual or you alone will say. So we should be very careful about this, what, misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation on the internet. We should be very, very careful.
We have to
verify, fact check them before you start commenting or running with the stories.
So it's interesting, but we all have to be alert, actually. We all have to be alert. So for social media users in Ghana, the question now would be, how can they become more digitally literate, right? So that they can identify and then avoid this disinformation. Because we've spoken about it, the fact that people will be sharing it. But for someone who is always using it, we've spoken about how they can check it. In checking it, what are the things that they should be looking out for? So that at least with that, they can verify that, nah, this thing, no, I can't go ahead and use it.
So from a broader perspective, right, I think this is the time that organizations should embark on campaigns. And I like what Geek Squad is doing now, where you are conscientizing people. In fact, all those listening now, those who are also watching on YouTube, now know that there's something we call misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, right? The things we've shared now. So all these things are things that we should do as organizations. Let me even go further to even churches, mosques, and the rest should talk about the prevalence of this misinformation, malinformation, so that their members would know that they are likely to see an image or get a news that is false, right? Aside from that, right, another thing is, for example, the key stakeholders, like the people within the media space. This is the time that there should be some kind of workshops, because, of course, we all went to the a journalism school. But you should know that not everybody passed the journalism school. Some people actually went through, they passed all right, but the ethics of journalism, they don't all abide by it. So the workshops, this, so I'm talking about this from a broader perspective, right? Workshops to educate the journalists on how to properly, you know, present issues, so that they don't sensationalize issues. Maybe there was one gunshot, but you start saying they've killed people, you know, that kind of thing, right? These are the things that we should do, right? And then the other bit in terms of the user or the person who views the news, right? I think we've actually mentioned a few where you have to go online.
And check, in fact, verify.
Like we've said, always, always don't share sensational news. Wait till you even find out from other media houses. That should be a rule. And one of the rules is that if you don't verify, don't share.
Don't share it yourself.
Maybe it could be a slogan that we could push out there.
That's true. If you have not verified it, don't share yourself. Do not share. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum. I'm having a conversation with Eric Kweku Mensah, the lead for financial crimes and anti-money laundering at E-Crime Bureau, and Emmanuel Gadasu, a cybersecurity expert and also a member of Institute of IT Professionals. We are having a conversation on how we can combat misinformation, disinformation, and also malinformation in a digitally resilient democracy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
If home is where the heart is, then let's go home, shall we? Let's go where the entertainment is, where the passion is, where the laughter is, and sometimes even the tears too. Let's go where we feel safe enough to share our opinions
and send tweets,
where we do that embarrassing little dance to our favorite song. Let's go home, where the love, the care, and the joy live.
There's no place like home. Connect your home to super fast internet with affordable data bundles from MTN Home. Visit broadband.mtn.com.gh or your My MTN app to sign up today. MTN.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN everywhere you go. Tonight we are having a conversation on how we can combat misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation in a digitally resilient democracy. And I'm having a conversation with two gentlemen, Eric Kweku Mensah and Emmanuel Gadasu. And so far, we've spoken about the need for us to check any kind of information, especially on social media. Once you see it and you have not verified it, do not share it. That's what we are saying. If you see it and you've not verified it, the fact that you've seen something is sensational and you're just in a hurry to share it so that people know that you are the source. In fact, you could even be arrested, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yes.
If it turns out that you're the one spreading that wrong information. So please, let us be very much careful. So now we've spoken about some of the sites that people can use to check. We spoke about Google. Are there any other tools that people can use to verify, apart from going on Google to check? Are there any other tools?
So we have Fact Check Ghana. And I think...
Can we just spell it so that for someone...
Fact Check is FACT-CheckGhana.com. things okay. like that. Yes, they are there. Okay. We have African Check. Yeah. It's also there.
Okay. Then we also have Google Check. There's yeah. also Google yeah. Check,
yeah.
which you can use to authenticate these messages before you go ahead and start spreading them. Yes.
Okay.
So these are the tools that we have readily at hand. And also, you see, there are media houses that have built some level of credibility.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So go to their platform. Of course, you can't get what a breaking news than the news outlet.
No. It's true.
You can't. You can never.
It is their job.
That is their job. They do. It's by the time it gets you, it's even too late. So don't think you can outsmart these platforms. So why? And you see, to maintain some level of credibility, just a second, a minute check on this information before you pass it out there would do you a great a good, rather than rushing to spread it. You know, there are times I post certain things, and when I see an error, it pains me because I'm not supposed to be sending things with errors. So if I look at it, and so I'm very careful. Times you delay it just a minute, go over it again. So cross-checking this form, and it can even be from what we are hearing and seeing now, people reporting issues with different images which are not true, and these are even the print media.
Yeah.
So you ask yourself, what kind of editorial mechanism or process do they have?
Yeah.
So now what it's also telling that we cannot always even trust purported credible what platforms. We should do so with some level of consistency.
Exactly. Not just from one source. No,
not just one from one source.
Line,
what is A saying, what is B saying, and other things like that. Then you can arrive at a conclusion that will be very accurate. You passing the information, what is the intention? Mm-hmm. Is it to educate people? To let people be aware?
Yeah.
If you want them to be aware, then let them be aware of the right things.
Yeah.
The true information, not to mislead and create.
You see, just to add something, I think something is actually circulating about one a political party MP saying certain things. Now, it is not to say A is right, B is wrong. But as listeners listening, when you hear or you see a video, perhaps 10 seconds video, go back and try to get a full the full video. Perhaps even not, it might not be 1 hour video, it might be like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, right? Try to find what the person said.
The context is so important.
More information.
you get it. So don't just jump on 5 seconds or 10 seconds video and conclude that this person said A, B, C. No. Right? Find out whether there's a longer version of that thing before. Another thing you should also look at is, once you see a caption, and of course the Ghanaian bloggers like doing that, they come up with captions that are very, very, very catchy.
And I think journalists are trained to do that, right? It's a special way of writing.
So you, once you see a very catchy caption, please go ahead, read the content before you draw your own conclusion. Else you might end up concluding on something that perhaps is not true.
So as we are having this conversation on how we can combat misinformation, disinformation in our day and age now, we like to hear from you. You can send us a message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. How do you verify any information that you receive? How do you check the authenticity of that information, especially on social media, whether it's your Facebook accounts, if you are seeing it on IG, WhatsApp, how do you verify? I would like to hear from you. Send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. Our phone lines are also open. You can call on the number 0302-216-541. We'd like to hear from you. Join our conversation. How do you check information? Because this is really key. It is critical. And that's why we are having the conversation on it. As I mentioned, it's the Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And our theme is combating misinformation and disinformation in a digitally resilient democracy. All of us are collective responsibility. So, Emmanuel, looking at everything that is being discussed, right? There are times that there are viral trends on social media, all right? So with all of these things that become viral,
how do they contribute to the rapid spread of the misinformation sometimes, and how can they be controlled? Because once we see it and we start forwarding, it's just going and it becomes viral. How can it be controlled? I mean, we may be creating the awareness, letting people know, but once it started for a particular thing, how can it be controlled? We have a caller on the line. Hello, good evening, Kwame.
Yeah, good evening, Maravia.
Yes.
Yes. In fact, I'm so happy Emmanuel was able to bring the topic on malinformation. I think over the period since we started talking about this campaign, disinformation, and then the other one, we seem to have forgotten about malinformation. And I can tell you that if we were to conduct a research into these other two, the disinformation and then misinformation, and then just opposing with malinformation, I'm very sure that malinformation will suffer these other two. But policy makers over the years have, it's like we seem not to have, we seem to have forgotten about this malinformation. But this is what is trending. You realize that people will just go and carry on information which happened years back, yeah, bring it and try to rehash it. It is not to say that the information is the incident didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the issue is in the context.
Yeah.
If you want to place in the right perspective or the right context and looking at this current trend, is that what is happening? You get it?
Yeah.
So I am happy Ima actually brought it up. I'm happy a gentleman from E-Crime Bureau also educated the population on it. I am praying that those in the industry, the experts, those within policy, and then the those within the tech space, will set it up and then try and sensitize the public on this particular subject. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kwame, for sharing that with us. Thank you. Thank you. I think, yeah, Emmanuel, you were talking about the viral information, yes, and how we can control that.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? It's only the bad and the wrong things that are news.
I think it's our society.
Yes.
Negative news spread fast.
Our biases are to certain.
I'm here to see a breaking news.
That is and positive. They
say, yeah, that is really positive that, Adobia has gone to receive an award from somewhere and it is a breaking news.
Oh, it will never.
Sadly.
Sadly, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it will be passed and reported days before. Yeah. But the moment there's a gunshot accident, mm-hmm, somebody has said this and that, this just go viral. Yeah. So why are we society as a carriers of bad news?
Hmm.
So and I think that's what we should be watchful about.
Yeah.
Before you also contribute to the viral nature of those, make sure that we should not add to that statistics,
mm-hmm,
of being carriers of bad news and other things. Yeah. So I think that should go a long way to affect and influence all of us. Why would you want to rehash it?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to repost it? Because together we will all contribute to the viral nature.
Exactly.
But if I will not, you will not, we will not, it will stop. There will be a stop somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if it is not something that is worthy of, you know, emulating, that we can share, and ethically it is right, okay, you don't add to that hashtag so that it will keep on
the hashtag.
Yeah, the hashtag. So you limit it at your end.
Just yes, to also add up, right? The influencers.
Exactly.
But this is the time that, yes, we ought to be very cautious.
Mm-hmm.
So influencers listening now. And when I say influencers, we all know TikTok influencers and all those kind of influencers.
Yes.
You should know that you have a lot of following.
Yes.
And anything you say,
mm-hmm,
your followers will swallow it hook, line, and sinker. So you should be very cautious. Before you go post something on your platform as an influencer, please fact check it.
Mm.
Ensure that what you are posting is actually authentic and it is not to actually inflame passions.
Yeah.
We have only one Ghana. And during these elections, we ought to do everything to be able to protect it. And to be able to protect it, you as an influencer has a role to play, right? Fact check before you put on your social media platform,
right? And I think the those controlling the media speak, like I think the West African, something organization.
Something.
Yes. They should also start naming and shaming influencers.
Exactly.
Yes. You see, because these are people with social capital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a lot of following. And they are platforms that can be used easily to misinform, disinform, and malinform the people. So as we engage, I think the media, we should also be calling out. You see, it's time we call a spade, yeah. Not a big spoon.
Yeah.
If they do what is right, let's trumpet it, we'll praise them, we'll hail them, and talk about all the good things. When they do the bad ones too, why not? We should also talk about it, so that they also know the position they have. I know recently, I think the issue is still in court, when, you know, these celebrities were banned from doing alcoholic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They are fighting it in court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fine. If they win in court, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we, or why in the wisdom of these people say no, they shouldn't be playing that? Because
yeah.
a lot of people are looking
exactly.
after these people.
Exactly.
If my grandmother is following you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you go ahead to say something, you share pictures,
yeah.
who am I to convince my grandmother?
No.
Yeah.
You understand? He has been following
yeah.
you, so they should, actually, the influence they have, they should dwell on the credibility to influence positive things that in the future will be beneficial to all of us.
We definitely have to do that. And I like what you said. We should call a spade and not a big spoon. The things that we need to work on, we have to mention them. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum, and I'm having a conversation with Eric and Emmanuel looking at how we can combat misinformation and disinformation. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN, MTN everywhere you go. Now, you know, we all have those days when you are low on everything, energy, time, cash, and even airtime and data. Well, that's why MTN Extra Time is an airtime and data advance service that allows you to make calls or browse the internet even when you have insufficient balance. All you have to do is to dial *506#. *506#. Go through the prompts and select the amount of airtime or data you need. It's more than simple. Doing your favorite things on MTN means you don't get interrupted even when you are low on airtime or data. Remember, all terms and conditions apply. This is Geek Squad. We will take the quick tech fixes. We'll be back after that.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Ajikun, and as usual, I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips right here on Joy Geek Squad. With the rise of misinformation on social media, it's important to verify what you read before sharing it. Here are five quick steps to help you fact-check posts and ensure you're getting reliable information. 1. Check the source. Look at the follower count, past posts, and expertise. 2. Verify credentials. Look for verification badges and credentials. 3. Examine the claim. Is it too good to be true or lacking details? 4. Watch for sensationalism. Be wary of clickbait headlines and divisive language. Then 5. Cross-reference. Compare the claim with trusted, reliable sources. So you try it today and be sure that you are getting reliable information.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adobia Brichum. Tonight, I've had the conversation with Eric Kweku Mensah, the lead for financial crimes and anti-money laundering at eCrime Bureau, and also Emmanuel Gadasu, the cybersecurity expert and then data protection officer. And we've been having a conversation on how we can combat misinformation, disinformation, malinformation in a digitally resilient democracy. And in fact, it's been a good time discussing everything. Just in case you didn't get us from the beginning, we were live on YouTube and on Facebook. You can catch that. We would just like to wrap up. So final words from you, Emmanuel, just in about 30
seconds.
All
right. So yeah. In this political era, both sides, especially the major political parties that we know, what they are dwelling on now mostly is the malinformation. They are using past things, okay, which were true in that context at that time, to actually, you know, mislead us. So we should all be out there very careful, vigilant,
cross-checking and fact-checking.
We have to be very careful. Yes. 10 seconds.
So 10 seconds, verify before you share.
Verify before you share. This has been your girl, Adubia Brichum, on Geek Squad. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining me. And thank you so much, Emmanuel. A very big thank you to my producers. Goblin, next week, we will be back. Up next is news. And then afterwards, Kofi Hay with Overdrive. Stay tuned.
8 o'clock.